Supporters and opponents of abortion rights are waiting for a ruling from the Supreme Court. It is expected to overturn Roe v. Wade. That 1973 decision established the constitutional right to abortion. Before that, many states banned abortion, though pregnant people sought them illegally and in some cases ended up with life-threatening complications. Carolina Cuellar of Texas Public Radio introduces us to a woman who had this experience when abortion was illegal and who fears others will face the same challenges that she did.
It was 1967 when Maggie unexpectedly found out she was pregnant, even though she was on birth control.
And I knew I couldn't handle the stress of being a young single parent.
She agreed to tell her story if I called her by an old nickname, because she fears harm from anti-abortion activists. Maggie grew up in South Texas during the 50s and the 60s.
We would talk about sex, just like any kids do, but we didn't really know that much.
At a big Texas university, she got her first serious boyfriend and became sexually active. She made the difficult decision to terminate the pregnancy. It was illegal then, but Maggie's cousin said she knew someone who'd had an abortion.
It turned out that she had gotten information about a clinic in Mexico, just across the border.
That experience wasn't uncommon back then, according to Carol Jaffe, a professor specializing in reproductive health and abortion at the University of California, San Francisco.
The first thing women did in those days, if you had an unwanted pregnancy, you asked your friends.
Maggie's parents took her to the clinic.
It was a little building that had beds with curtains between them. And there wasn't an operating room. I was just taken to this little cubicle. And that's all I remember. They used anesthesia. Then my parents drove me home from there. And the same day, in the evening, I began to hemorrhage.
At the time, she didn't realize how serious that was.
My mother told me later that she just prayed all night. So instead of taking me to a doctor or a hospital, we just hoped.
According to Jaffe, pre-Roe, abortions could be lonely and dangerous.
It was not rare to have complications. It was not rare for some people to have nobody to go to.
Like Maggie, many hesitated to go to the doctor, fearing judgment or legal repercussions.
I did this alone, without telling anyone, no friends. My parents clearly were so ashamed and felt the stigma so much that they asked me not to tell anyone, not even my siblings.
Then, in 1973, the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion. Maggie was relieved.
Our world finally was recognizing women as people responsible, in charge of their own bodies, and capable of making their own decisions.
Years later, after having children, she terminated another pregnancy. Her experience was totally different. She went to a legitimate doctor and felt there was less stigma.
When I went, I realized that it really was just quite a routine experience at that point.
Carol Jaffe says abortions also became significantly safer.
Biggest change after Roe was a dramatic, dramatic drop in the number of deaths and injuries.
Initially, access increased in states around the country, including Texas, as clinics popped up. But as anti-abortion activism and legislation intensified, facilities here closed. In 1982, Texas had at least 128 abortion providers. 10 years later, by 1992, almost 50 had closed. By 2020, just 16 remained. Jaffe adds, with laws like Texas's SB 8, which bans abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, criminalization of abortion continues to rise.
After Roe goes, it will be even more so.
After last month's leaked draft opinion in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, experts believe it's likely the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Maggie fears this will lead people to once again seek dangerous, illegal abortions, or be forced to continue an unwanted pregnancy.
There will be a young woman just like me somewhere in Texas who finds herself alone in a situation she hadn't planned, without the means of going one direction or another.
The final ruling from the Supreme Court is expected within the next few weeks. For Here and Now, I'm Carolina Cuellar.